W8FSM mobile.
Currently connected to CMN network.
You don't sound too happy about it. It's morning. That it is. I grabbed a wet drink in my water bottle, but I didn't grab a burrito. Maybe I'll see if there's one on the long. I think there's one spot along the way. I can grab a burrito or something. Yeah, I did a Pop-Tart and brewed up the coffee. No, Michelle was brewing. She was making her coffee, but I didn't think to think if there was a Pop-Tart in the... I didn't think about that. I just came downstairs, put my shoes on, and... Yeah, I finally gave up trying to fall back asleep about 6 o'clock and just got up and showered and got ready to go. My phone goes in at 8, but I set my alarm for 7, and she was already up and down. I just heard her downstairs, so... Like, well, it's like, skip ahead and get dressed.
Yeah,
what is it,
about 10:15
in Theodore, Metamora? 22, it says for me right now.
It's about 30 for me, but it's an hour out the burn side.
Figure probably what an hour to mow it he would do. Then I gotta follow him back home.
Yeah, depending on what he's got, it might take longer to drive there than to mow.
I know what I'm wondering, but it just depends on how, you know. I wonder, because Jeff was saying it was waist high, if we'll have to, like, he'll have to do multiple mulch passes, but I don't know. It depends on the weeding thing on the back, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going for a finish cut, you're just trying to mow it down.
I'm looking for greens quality, damn it. I want to be able to putt our way in.
Work out those golf courses too long.
I have high quality standards for my greens and fairways, damn. The amount of money we spend on chemicals and labor? Holy hell.
Yeah, my dad's been doing it about 4 years now. Every year he's been at a different golf course. but this year he got his wife doing it too, so both of them are working at the same golf course.
That's really interesting. Like, so, because we have two courses now, but then we also have, like, everybody knows everybody in the industry, and so, like, a few of us courses get in together and do group buys of chemical and things, you know, to help get a lower price, you know, because 4 or 5% costs off of the quantity we use, you know, A, besides a lower price, it lets us our dollar go farther and get more chemical.
Yeah, if there's even more bulk discount, that makes sense. I think in general, a golf course would be getting the bulk discount at how much they use it.
Well, you'd think that, but no. Because, you know, and then you got to have your licenses and permits. Permits are another thing I didn't realize as much. And then there's wildlife permits because of nesting and all sorts of stuff that's got to be done.
My dad was saying they have a company coming in and do the chemicals for them, so they don't have to get the Do you have to have a license to apply it or something? I don't know if there's a separate one to use it or whatever, but saying they use a company to do it.
You have to have the license. Certain chemicals require a certain license and application process, and then documentation of that, storage of that in the special areas for some of the chemicals. Cool maintenance facility, barn area, there's the paperwork and the, all that for there, and the storage of it, and how much gets applied and where. Because we have, you know, the lakes around, at least on, at Oxford or at Boulder, we have, you know, we have a couple of big lakes and bodies of water intermixed in between, you know, our courses, so they're really particular around that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you're polluting the water supply and all the animals.
Community is called Water's Edge. So yeah, there's water around. There can be sticklers about the lakes and stuff like that. So they don't want the chemicals running, you know, too much runoff into the lake to create the algae blooms or whatever, yeah, aquatic issues.
So Water's Edge is just south of you too. It's kind of filthy there. The one that busts out to the old neighborhood.
Is that one there off of Perry called Water's Edge? I thought it was something else.
Not off Perry, it's off Adelphi. It's just past the Auker Mansion.
The one with all the fountains there?
That's the water it's the edge of.
Well.
Yeah, actually, I think they share that little pond or lake, if you want to call it that, with the Auker Mansion.
Yeah, that's not what I would call that, but okay, they can think that.
Large pond.
That's being generous, but yes.
Anyway.
WASFM, Elba Road, 1 mile. I'm going by Chris's favorite sod farm right now.
Yeah, the flooded large sod farm.
Fred's ex-in-law, or Fred, Chris's ex-in-laws.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Chris's first ex-wife was, her family owns it.
Didn't know he even had an ex-wife.
She was, how do I put this delicately?
What did you say?
It was a succubus. I think is what they called them.
I guess so.
Oh man, it's going to be wet with all this dew this morning. And there's no sun except for right by the tower.
Stays away too.
That said it was supposed to be tonight for rain.
Yeah, not seeing it on the radar, but Google does say 30% at 1.
There's somebody on a golf course right now. People on the Lapeer golf course.
Dang early birds.
Yeah, the reason we have to, you know, wipe the greens down in the morning.
My money's green.
was wondering where everybody is. Still, we're on VHS. Oh, you're on UHF. We're on VHS. Wait. I can't tell you.
You're on VHF. I don't know who you're talking to.
Bill, we're on VHF. You're on UHF. Yeah, but Lance's brain got scrambled last night, so he can't comprehend that. So we gotta be gentle with Lance today. His head hurts.
My head's fine if my
knee hurts. No, I'm on VH. I can hear you, though.
I should get ready to get going then immediately.
And coming up Wilder Road. WNSF.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
Are you UTQ to Echo 8, Mike Yankee November? Kilo Echo 8, Mike November. Kilo Echo 8, November. Monitoring.
UTP, Kilo Echo 8, Mike Yankee November radio check. N0UET, this is Kilo Echo 8, Mike Yankee November radio check, radio check, radio check. N0UET, N0UEP, N0UEP. Echo 8, Mike Yankee, November, radio check, radio check, radio check. N0UEP, N0UEP, this is Kilo Echo 8, Mike Yankee, November, radio check, radio check. Any station, this is Kilo Echo 8, Mike Yankee, November, radio check, radio check.
All right, two of us acknowledge the third station, but we're broken and unreadable. This is Kilo Echo 8, Mike Yankee, November. Kilo Echo 8, Mike Yankee, November, mobile, monitoring.
Yeah, last station that was Meyer. I didn't catch your call. WCMN.
Connected to CMN Network.
The KE station that was monitoring. I didn't get the rest of your call there. WCMN. Yeah, somebody's trying to get in there, you're not making it. There was a call in there with a K-8 call. I didn't get the suffix, and you said you were monitoring. You're on frequency. W-8-CMN.
This is KD8-RHC, Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Hotel Bravo, Seven Lakes Campground Portable. Over.
Okay. You said Seven Lakes? Where is that at?
On the map, it's just a little bit east of Fenton. Over.
Okay. Yeah, there was another station in there. Younger kid, I didn't catch his call, but I was, he said he was monitoring and looking for a radio check a bunch of times as I was going to chat with him. But, he must have changed frequencies.
All right, yeah, try again. I tried calling him back, too. I was sitting down. I got a, I just got a 10-watt HC with a goose throat antenna on the top of it, and, I was getting in, but I don't know if he came back to me and made it. I just don't know if my report was scratchy, unreadable. So I tried you, and then you're hearing me. So I'm not sure who it was then. Thanks for taking my call. This is KD8RHC.
I think I know that call. How are you going to do the next one there, though? That's what I want to wonder.
Hey, take that call off.
The mobile station, you're not holding it. I don't know what frequency you're on. I haven't looked it up yet, but, Brett, you don't have to be a stranger.
Understand. Heading up to Frankenmuth in a little bit, so maybe I can catch up with you later. Take that other call coming in for the radio check. Over.
Alright, I still didn't get his call. Did you get his call?
Oh, you trampled him. Hey, station calling for a radio check. Try a couple times. Over.
This is N0UDT Mobile. N0UDT Mobile. N0UDT Mobile.
Yeah, the N0 station, it wasn't you, it was actually the other guy. But yeah, you're a rough copy. I don't, if they can look at us, see what frequency you're on.
14662. Hey, yeah, 14662. I should be getting a little closer here in a bit.
Okay, you're on the pier. So what is your location?
I am just approaching Columbusville Road.
4?
No, I'm coming from about Lake High School, on Marathon.
Sorry, I think you're going to have to try a different frequency, because you're not holding the Lapeer very well. My frequency, list, you can find it at WACMN.net. Click on the VHF tab. Give me a dust of here. Brad, are you still here? WFS. SWR on Lapeer.
I didn't get it to open. Getting into Bay Mountain between Bayfield and downtown. Full field there, so I'm definitely downtown. Look at that.
Yeah, I can't hear the Lapeer repeater over here or right here. Obviously, I was getting in though. You gotta give me a second though, because I gotta switch back to 3-1 because I can't hear it over here. Give me just up here. Alright, I'm back. I couldn't copy. Maybe you gotta go that way when you go home.
K-8MYN, K-8MYN, this is N0, UDC, how copy?
W-8CMN.
K-8MYN, K-8MYN, this is N0, UDP.
Was that N0, UDP?
N0UEP, this is Kilo Echo 8, Mike Yankee, November.
You're connected to CEO.
Uniform Echo.
Okay, you're not into the system good, so slow down and save your call a little bit slower, please. W8CMN.
November, zero, uniform, echo, papa. November, zero, uniform, echo, papa, Kilo, echo, 8, Mike Yankee, November. Okay, James, you're a little bit broken up, but I'm on the rubber duck. I'm at Jeremy's place right now. I just entered Tokyo, though. I'm headed that way. Okay, copy your head is this way. N0 UEP. N0 UEP, Kilo Echo 8, Mike Yankee, November. The roads between here and there are a mess. Lots of construction. Hey, but at least they're fixing them, right? Yeah, I don't know why you're having trouble holding the repeater. You don't seem like you're that bad into it. Base station on the repeater, radio check. This is Kilo Echo 8, Mike Yankee, November. Yeah, you're full scale here.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
KB8OOE KB8OOE KC8OZK.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
KB8OOE KB8OOE KC8OZK.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
The repeater really is there. WHGMN.
Currently connected to CMN Network.